Okay, so you're taking the plunge, huh? New furnace.
Big moment, definitely a thing people don't do every day.
Nope, not exactly impulse buys. And I bet some folks listening are up to their eyeballs in brochures right now, feeling a little overwhelmed, maybe.
Wouldn't be surprised. It's one of those things easy to get lost in the weeds. BTUs, AFUE ratings, installation costs.
It's a whole thing. But that's what we're diving in today. Think of this as you're decoding your furnace insulation crash course.
Love that. And full disclosure, we're looking at HVAC Pros services today. They've got a Goodman furnace package deal that caught our eye.
Yeah, and it's just one example, of course. Lots of providers out there. But this one's got some interesting quirks that highlight what you need to watch out for anywhere.
Quirks, we like quirks.
Oh, this was a doozy. They advertise a small furnace. You even put it in all caps, very official. Problem is, they don't tell you the BTU.
Classic. Okay, so for anyone going BT what now? Oh, that's British thermal units. It's how much heat your furnace can pump out. Important detail,
Yeah,
right?
kind of like we're getting pizza. But is it a personal pan or feeding the whole block? Details matter.
Exactly. Too small a furnace and it's running constantly, wearing itself out, trying to keep up. Might not even heat your house evenly.
Shivering in one room, sweating in another. Not the vibe we're going for.
Not ideal, too big, and you're overspending on energy bills for no reason. It's about finding that Goldilocks zone, just right for your space.
And to know that, you need the BTUs. So, mental note, folks, ask about the BTU rating. Don't be shy.
Couldn't agree more. Now, they do mention 80% AFUE, which, gotta give credit where it's due, is respectable.
AFUE.
Right, sorry, annual fuel utilization efficiency. Basically, how much bang for your buck are you getting? 80% means for every dollar of gas, 80 cents turns into heat.
The other 20 cents is just
It's
gone.
up the figurative chimney, yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, in some cases. Higher AFUE means lower heating bills long term, but those furnaces can cost more upfront, trade-offs.
It's always something, isn't it? Now, where things get really interesting is the whole all-inclusive claim. They really push this. Labor, materials, old furnace removal, like done and dusted.
And here come the not so fast details.
Hit us with it. What are they not telling us?
The fine print, my friend. Existing utility requirements. It's on you to make sure you've got the right gas lines, electrical capacity, all that jazz. Sounds obvious.
But you're saying it's not always straightforward.
Right. Older homes, especially. What if your electrical panel can't handle the new furnace? Or the gas line's too narrow, suddenly it's installation day, and bam, surprise upgrades. Not cheap.
It's sneaky.
Sneaky adjacent, let's say. And this one's connected. Electrical upgrades not included. Remember the small furnace mystery?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
What if you need a bigger furnace for your space? That means more power draw, potentially exceeding what your wiring can handle. Upgrade time. And guess who's footing the bill?
Not HVAC pros, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, lesson learned. Don't assume all-inclusive actually means everything's covered.
Bingo! And while we're on the topic of hidden costs, furnace relocation. Also extra.
So, if you want it moved across the basement or out of some weird utility nook.
Prepare to pay, then there's the permits. Now, HVAC Pros will guide you.
Guidance. That's a carefully chosen word.
It means you're responsible for getting those permits, making sure the installation meets code, all that jazz.
And just to really drive the point home, last but not least, asbestos removal, priced separately.
Gotta love a good buried treasure, right? Especially in older homes, asbestos is a real possibility. Important to get it dealt with properly, but it's gonna cost you.
Okay, so we've established there's more to this than meets the eye. But zooming out for a sec, why Goodman? What's the deal with this brand? Why'd they pick them?
They highlight durability, reliability. Those are biggies. And energy efficiency, of course. Everyone wants that.
Sure. But is Goodman the top dog? Or are there other brands worth looking at, maybe even better suited to certain folks?
Exactly. Do your homework. This is your home comfort for years to come, not just picking a brand of cereal at the grocery store.
I love that analogy. Okay, and while we're on the topic of homework, permits. They sound scary. Are they scary?
Not really. Your local building department can tell you what's what. Usually involves an application, a fee, pretty standard stuff.
Better than the alternative, I'd imagine.
Oh, for sure. Fines, insurance nightmares, having to redo work that wasn't up to code. Trust me, permits are the less stressful route.
So HVAC Pros wants us to know they're not just some fly-by-night operation. They talk of their experience, commitment to quality, transparent pricing, which honestly, who isn't saying that these days?
Right, it's the bare minimum. Look deeper. Online reviews, what are people actually saying? Testimonials from happy customers.
And how do they handle complaints? That speaks volumes, I think.
Absolutely. Anyone can look good when things go smoothly. It's how they deal with hiccups that shows their true colors.
This is about trust, right? Finding a company that's going to have your back.
100%. And here's a thought I bet most folks don't consider. Before you go all in on a new furnace, check your current one's warranty.
Oh, good call. Could still be under warranty.
You never know. Some cover parts, labor, for a surprising amount of time, might influence whether you repair or replace.
Excellent advice. Okay, so full circle time, that small furnace BTU mystery. Why are they being so cagey?
That, my friend, is your cue to ask. What size did they recommend for your home and why? Get specific.
Don't be afraid to push back a little.
This is your comfort, your money, knowledge is power and all that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, folks, there you have it. Our deep dive into the wild world of furnace installation. Hope you learned a thing or two.